Welcome back to Mondo My Bravo. I am your host, Amy, joined with my lovely co-host.
Hi there. So we have a lot to get into today, but first I think we just want to say our hearts go out to all the families and to the entire Kansas City Chiefs community for yesterday's event. There's no excuses. We just really need to do better.
Yeah. Thanks, Jen. Shout out to everybody in Kansas City. We are thinking of you all. Crazy Super Bowl.
Crazy.
I mean, before we get into the Super Bowl, I know you've been in Philly this whole week.
Yeah.
You've been in Philly seeing family. How was your time in Philly?
It was good.
Anything fun?
Yeah, we had a good time. Philly just wears me down. I think traveling wears me down. I'm a girl that loves a routine.
Loves a routine. I agree. Do you want to know what I'm doing out of my routine today? I think you're going to gag. I'm drinking an actual Coke.
Oh.
I don't think I've drank an actual Coke in, 10 years.
I don't know that I ever have, to be honest.
And it's a mini can. And I have to say, it's disgusting.
Perfect.
That's
what you want out of your first glass of soda, because then you don't have to go back.
Well, we know I love a Diet Coke.
A Diet Coke.
Yes. Everyone's to sponsor us. You know, here yes. I am. But yeah. An actual Coke, it's like you taste the sugar in your mouth. It's on my tongue. Anywho, this is...
Yeah. No, Philly's been good. It's just getting away. When you're like out of your element, it just is tough. It always feels so good when you're ready to leave. And then it feels so good to just want to go home.
It's like good in theory. And then when you're at, when your Saturday's packed from like 8 a.m. till midnight and you're running around nonstop, like saying hi to everybody, doing all the things, like spending 15 minutes here and there, you're like.
There's also the reality of that. Of just no one else is on vacation, so to speak. So you're like, you're in a certain headspace, but I have to understand that, you know, if people pop in to San Francisco, like I'm probably not the first to run out of the house at any given hour.
Right. Yeah. Everybody's doing their thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the highlight? Did you eat anything good?
Everything. I mean, we did go to Ralph's, which I had never been to in South Philly, although Kyle said my meatballs and Caesar dressing is better.
Oh, well. Yeah. Okay.
So there's that. Right. I saw two friends from high school, who I haven't seen in years.
Okay.
So that was super cool. It was nice to see them. Okay. And I obviously saw my cousins, and I saw Grammy, and she's funny, and it was good.
Lovely.
Yeah.
What did Kyle, did you get Kyle a cheesesteak?
I'm afraid to say this on air, but every cheesesteak he's had in Philly has not been it. So.
Where is he gone? We need to get him to the corner pizza shop. Like none of this, we know who's, who knows what, Snowpack.
Or the thing is like when we go to Northeast Philly, which I actually think Northeast Philly has like great cheesesteaks pizza. Yeah. It's just like we're kind of like getting off a train station and going, you know what I mean? Like, so it's not like we're, you know, commuting around.
Yeah, because I know this great spot in Northeast Philly that's literally my favorite cheesesteak. It's called Salerno's off Rising Sun Avenue. Sun Avenue. I'm assuming they're still there, but it's the best cheesesteak.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
Thing about Northeast Philly businesses is they stick around.
They sure do. It's in Long Crest.
They sure
do. It's
Stocks Bakery.
Love me some Stocks. Shout out.
Yeah. We had some Stocks actually.
Oh, good. See?
Yeah.
It's a staple.
Yeah.
I was going to save this till later, but I don't think I can keep it in my pants for that long.
Don't keep it. I know where you're going.
I saw Ariana on Broadway.
And
I just cannot believe that Sheena and Lala and Tom Sandoval have been getting the airtime for their singing when this girl has just sat there and let them all take the spotlight. And she's out here with this voice on Broadway has a theater degree.
Does she have a voice too?
Yeah, I'm reading her like they give you the bio and the playbill and everything, and she went to school for theater
at Flagler, right?
Yeah, in Florida. Yeah. And she.
I have some friends that went to Flagler. That's the only reason it stuck out to me.
Yeah, my cousin actually went there. So she had probably 6 solo numbers. I know. I didn't realize. And this is my 4th time seeing Chicago. And it's been years since the last time I saw it. But I brought Meek because I was like, he'll love to see it. He's invested in this with us.
6 and solos?
Within the first 5 minutes, she's singing a solo, climbing a ladder. And I'm like, oh my God. And everybody was like, you could hear a pin drop. And she did so good. She just killed it. Her acting. I just wonder, like, was Lisa Rinna doing this good? Was Erika Jayne doing this good? I don't know.
It also makes you wonder, like, whatever, she got to Broadway. That was the dream.
Yeah.
But, like, what would have been her journey without Vanderpump?
This is exactly what Meek said. Meek said also he wonders,
like, would she have made it anyway?
I don't know. But also, what would her journey have been without Tom Sandoval bringing her down? Because it's so clear that he kept her.
Yes.
In
the shadows. He was the star.
Yeah.
He was the star.
And as
he was like, it felt okay with that. Like,
right. With that
role. Do you?
Yeah. So I just saw yesterday that she's extended on Chicago for 2 extra weeks.
I saw that.
By popular demand. It was a packed house. Her boyfriend walked in after us. We saw him walk down to his seat. And I heard the usher say, good to see you. So he must go a lot. He had a will call ticket. So I thought that was cute that he was there. I know. I want to take back my 10 or 11 days, but.
That's cute. A good to see you means he's a regular. Right. The show.
And he was like, we had
to really say to my regulars.
Right. Good to see you. That's exactly what I thought. Like, he's there a lot. And we had good seats. So, like, we were in the first bottom section, and he was like probably 10 rows from the front of And so, yeah, she just blew me away. And the show, I've seen it before. And the woman who was playing besides her, Velma Kelly, the part Velma Kelly, was older, and I feel like they slowed down a lot of the dancing and the steps for her.
Okay.
No, I'm not ish talking, no shade.
Yeah, I'm
just saying I feel like they slowed it down a little bit. And then to see Ariana's energy, I feel like she stole the show. She just stole the show.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You okay?
Well, that's exciting. Yeah, sorry. I just had my foot was falling asleep. Well, that's exciting. Good for her.
It was really, really good.
That's great.
It's crazy.
So nicely timed with the show airing.
I mean, and the fact that she's extended. I saw reviews that said, I think it was 2 weeks ago, like the 2 weeks during Christmas were the most, I could be getting the dates wrong, but like the last few weeks, her first 2 weeks are the most sales that Chicago's gotten in years and years and years. Because it's been on Broadway for 20 years.
And I think coming off of Dancing with the Stars, that was her, like, moment to be like, I can do this. And then she did so well that people were like, wow, this girl is actually talented. She's not just a reality star. Like, it is funny that you, like, she's been living in the shadows of Sandoval, huh?
But even the shadows, like, if you think of them all, Nina and Lala, who are going out there talking about, there was a moment where in season whatever, when Kristen came and was trying to do sketch comedy, and she was like, I'm a sketch comic. And everyone was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that was the only time you ever really heard about her performing.
Yeah, that was it. And honestly, that was it.
I mean, her acting was amazing. Her dancing blew me away. Her voice, I'm telling you, she had like 6 solo songs. It's not like she's, you know, she's not Patti LuPone out there singing Broadway, but she held every single note. She's a better singer than I am. I mean,
you also think about the training that goes into something like this.
Well, Exactly, because in order to dance and sing, the amount, the shape that you need to be in is
Yeah.
to be able to hold your breath that way
Yeah.
and to be able to do those moves. Like she was dancing and
Yeah.
singing.
I think about that every time I'm singing a Taylor Swift song. I'm like, oh, I need to get a breath. How is she doing this? It's
Well,
not true.
there's a
I mean, it's
very
really true. Like, I think about that every time I'm singing a Taylor song.
Yeah. Well, there's so much technique behind it. I think a lot of people that don't realize how much technique goes into singing. I've just learned recently with like voice lessons and stuff,
Yeah.
just about the way you're supposed to breathe and how you can even become a better singer from breathing. It's kind of crazy, but you
Yeah.
could tell she's had the training. She also seemed pretty natural up there. It just, you could tell it was not her first rodeo on stage. There was no
Love
sense.
it.
Yeah.
Love it.
And for anyone who's watching us on camera, I'm sure they don't even recognize me right now, but I got a ring light, so that's why I
I'm
look
like wide-legged over here, like let's go. Oh
So I
I
know
know.
it's, I probably look so different because I have a blush, an earring,
A
and
little gloss.
a little Hailey Bieber road gloss on. Let's put that up for
Sponsor
the
us, sponsor
camera.
us.
Sponsor us. But yeah, that's why I look so unrecognizable.
Well, should
Anyhow,
we get into the last week or so?
should we? Oh my
Yeah, I
gosh,
think we
I
should.
feel like,
A
okay.
100 lives have been lived.
And I also feel like we got some hate for my Swiftie talk, and I think I also,
What are you, a MAGA cult member now? A boring old lady?
Yeah, someone called me a MAGA cult member. What was the
Took a
other thing?
while,
Oh,
girl.
somebody else called me a Karen. I was like, all
The
right,
MAGA
what?
cult member one looked bot-ish, though. It looked like a bot.
Oh, did it? I didn't even
Yeah.
look. I
Yeah.
was laughing though. I was like, that's funny.
Yeah. She was flattered. No. She's like, you don't make it until you get hate.
Yeah, you need the hate comments to come.
Yeah.
But I think I want to, I love love, I think I want to say.
Okay.
And I loved the audio that was released of Taylor hugging Travis, where he called her baby. He's like, thank you for coming all the way around the world, baby.
Did you see the one where she's like, he's like, how do you not have jet lag? And she says, jet lag is a choice. I was like,
No.
yes, girl.
No, I
Yeah.
didn't see that.
Yeah, they are in love.
Yeah, I thought that
They're in
was
love.
super
They're in like
cute.
that big, I feel like they're in that big love, like
Yeah.
that once in a lifetime sort of,
Yeah.
this could really be it for them.
I mean,
Love.
look, I love
I just,
love.
hold on, can I just say,
Yeah.
I just got the chills from me
Oh.
saying this.
Who are you?
I'm
Who are
obsessed.
you?
I'm obsessed with them. I love the video footage. I love the families all there. I love that she has never, ever once been able to do this with a partner. And not only do this with a partner, but to do it with that partner's family on center stage and not give a fuck about what's going down. Like she is in, talk about living in the moment. She is living in the moment. She traveled from Tokyo to wherever, Vegas to be there, is back in Australia already. Like this is big. This is big.
Yeah, it is. And I think it will give the people after now, like after the Super Bowl, I think it's going to give people the break that everyone
Yeah.
is talking about, the haters are talking about. I just want to be clear that I do not hate Taylor Swift. I just feel like she's been inundated on our TV screens. And then after seeing the love, I was like, this is really freaking cute.
Yeah.
I also thought this is such a weird thing to think, but I wonder if other people are thinking it. When she's in the club and they're at the after party and they're like dancing and her songs are coming on and they're dancing,
Which are my favorite videos to look at?
is it weird to her that she's singing her lyrics in the club that are probably about another boyfriend to her now boyfriend?
I don't think it's weird. What I do think, I think that she's finally having, I think years ago it could have been weird or maybe a little uncomfortable because her boyfriends were never so, like, actually, I saw a meme about how in a lot of the interviews, Travis Kelce was asked about her and he
Yeah.
never once shied away from it. He wasn't like, I'm over top. Like, he was like, yeah, I'm proud of her. That's my girl. Like, very, I don't know. It was kind of like, this is the kind of guy you want in your life. Like, I could see, you know, if, like, to me, I could totally see Kyle being a hype person like that. Like, not what, if someone asked him about me and my success, he would be the first one to be like, hell yeah. Like, that's my girl. Let's ride. And that's, and I thought that was so cool. There was, yeah, that's there. Not, he doesn't seem to have a ton of his own ego wrapped up in it. And I think going to, so going back to what you were asking about the concert, I just don't know that she's ever been with someone who's been so proud to be with her that it would be fun. I don't know that it would have ever been fun to hear her own songs. I think she would have shied away from it a little bit, or like, I think she's like, you know what? I'm a star. You know, I'm a star. You're a star. Like, we're celebrating you, but like, we can do this together. And like, let's just be on top of the world together. Cause why not? It's more fun that way. And he's going to be what? He's probably on his way to Australia right now.
I feel like, I mean, after he's nursing that hangover, Jesus.
Yeah, nurse.
I feel like seeing them at the, in that club, and she was like letting him do his thing. She's hanging out. That TikTok where they show her parents was hysterical.
You also think about the parents a little bit, and I think there's a little bit of similarities in their parents. Like, I feel like their parents get along. They look like they would get along.
Right. Right.
Well, you know, which is helpful. You want
somebody that kind of had the same upbringing as you because it's relatable. I, after talking about Travis and Taylor, the runner-up of all of the Super Bowl is Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce,
what a guy. He's one of us. Tell me he's not, like, he somehow is not from Philadelphia. He just plays for Philadelphia, but he might as well be from Philadelphia.
He represents everything that we are. That, listening to the New Heights podcast yesterday, he, so in all the videos, he has this Mexican wrestler mask on his face. And on the New Heights podcast, he tells us that he found that on the floor of the club. Disgusting. And he's in his overalls, and he said his overalls were the only thing that kept him from taking his shirt off.
Amazing.
He just is. He,
the real MVP though, Kylie Kelce going to her brother-in-law's Super game, refusing to wear anything Chiefs.
Love that.
Love that.
True Philadelphian right there.
Yeah.
And we know that she's not even technically from Philadelphia, but we'll give it to her anyway.
We'll give it to her.
We'll give it to her. I think the other thing that cracked me up about Jason Kelce were the pictures of him meeting Ice Spice. I don't know what about it was, but
what? This whole thing of her being there felt so random to me.
Hold on. It felt so random.
Yeah.
And why would she be with Taylor?
Also, they have a song together, but...
Oh,
sorry. Yeah. Blake Lively looking... Get, like, people look like that? They just look like that?
That woman has had 4 children. Those curls...
And she doesn't look like she's had any work done. Like, I think she just looks like that.
She just... I mean, God, I have a ring light on right now. I had my Botox last week. I mean, I have so much blush foundation and like the thickest layer of lip gloss on, and I'm still about a 4.5. She had
so good
curls for days, that outfit, and she looked flawless doing
it. I know. Getting into some of the Taylor Swift did it all, though, like, this Super Bowl was the most watched event, TV event, since the moon landing. That's insane.
That's crazy.
More money bet than any other Super Bowl ever. Most watched Super Bowl of all time. I mean, the like, things go on and on about how major this Super Bowl was. And to say that Taylor Swift did not have anything to do with it, all those Chads, Dads, and Brads out there that were sad about it, I bet you made a fuck ton of money off of her this year.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear about it when you're going to the bank.
Right. The other thing, some of the commercials were out of this world. That Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
The Dunkin' was number one, I think.
With Matt Damon.
I think that was
Ben Affleck, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yeah.
Matt Damon coming in and say, how do you like those, Duncan? Or what did he say? It was something in reference to the Goodwill Hunting. And I just like my jaw was on the ground the entire time. It was so good. I never
Ben thought. Ben Affleck's hot.
Matt Damon was my guy, but Ben Affleck
is hot.
The behind the scenes footage of that too was also hysterical, of them like taking selfies and trying
to throw footballs.
Duncan really had, they were smart with their moves.
They were super smart.
For real.
They've done a lot with the celebrity kind of endorsements and commercials. Like they're putting their money in the right spot in terms of advertising dollars.
What did you think? Now, I don't know if, I know you're not really an R&B girl. I almost said girly. Ugh. We do not say girly on this podcast. You're not an R&B chick.
But Usher was one of the best halftime shows I've seen ever.
Couldn't even agree. So on Friday, his tickets went on sale, and the Friday before Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my friend from high school and my other friend from like early college got tickets to go see him actually in Philly.
Oh my God, I love this.
In the summer. And then seeing that halftime show got me so hyped. I agree that it was one of the best I've ever seen.
I think it was one of the best.
Talk about a triple threat. He is he was dancing, roller skating. He danced. Mm-hmm.
When he came on the roller skates, I was like, okay.
My actor mind was like, how the hell did they do that quick change?
Yeah.
That quick change?
I think this is one of the best performances we've seen in years.
I agree. Meek was trying to say that Dr. Dre and Snoop, and I was like, that was good, but this was a full-blown
The dancing and the whole, yeah. And I think he's got just some bangers that I think resonate with so many. Like, I was sitting on a couch with, like, five other people, and we could all, like, when you got a bad, like, you go right back to, 19. For me, it was the 8th grade dance. I knew what I was wearing. Like, it was like a time warp, sort of. Right. Like, this, or a time capsule, whatever you want to call it. He just knows how to take you to those places, and his songs are just so good.
I think the songs that he did, the medley he did, was such a good choice. Mm-hmm. You knew that they were going to end on because of course I liked that he didn't go really too much beyond that. Like they didn't get into much of his club mixes that he did with some of the DJs,
which I think was great.
Yeah.
Let's keep it classic.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. The roller skating, it
was great.
And we were talking about the singing and the breathing. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was full out dancing.
He got married that weekend too. Good for him.
I saw that. Shout out to her. Yeah.
The thing that I thought was interesting about the Super Bowl and just all the headlines, like there were obviously headline after headline celebrity sightings. Like this was a celebrity packed. Yeah. I mean, they all are, but this felt, I think you also have the Taylor element, obviously, but also it's Vegas.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's the Vegas appeal. And but what I thought was so, go ahead, what?
We're also missing that Beyonce had a commercial where she announced that she dropped new music. I mean.
And is she doing a country album?
That's what they're saying. And I cannot stop singing that song. I cannot stop singing the song that's been released, Texas Hold'em.
She looks so good.
Talk about people that like. Meek said, how old is she?
Who knows?
And I was
who
like,
knows? Yeah,
I
know. Who even knows?
Damn. I said, I know. Damn.
Who does know her age? Anyone? I don't know.
She's 2 years older than me. And I don't look like that. She's 2 years older than me.
Remember mom told you? You look like Beyonce. You remember that?
I could forget that, but I have. Yeah. Thank you for the reminder. And thanks for reminding the public. Yes, I look like Beyonce.
That is so good.
In my dreams.
But the thing I wanted to point out is, so Kim Kardashian was spotted with Odell Beckham Jr. And months ago, this would have been on all of our headlines, on all of our For You pages. I've seen literally nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this the Taylor Swift, like, it's just like she is so much bigger than, like, it just seems crazy to me. I also didn't even realize, so I ended up going to Kim's Instagram last night, And Usher, I guess, did a campaign for Skims.
Yeah, yeah. That was released last week before the Super Bowl.
I didn't even know. I literally didn't even know. I'm like, she's like, I feel like the most headlines I've seen Kardashian related have been about Kylie mostly. And I would say that's almost due to her relationship with Timothy Chalamet. Like, there's something happening.
A shift is happening.
And I'm like, I thought us seeing him with a guy she's been rumored to be dating would fix that shift. Nothing. Crickets. That's and then true. Her suite was dubbed the most boring suite at the NFL, at the Super Bowl.
I mean.
Did you see that, though?
I did. And I also, yeah. I didn't see that it was dubbed it. It's because you told me, but yeah. I saw the like still photo of everybody like on their phones and like,
yeah,
they're all taking pictures of themselves.
Yeah.
You also think if you're at the Super Bowl and you're not rooting for one of the teams and you're just there to
be a celebrity
like, for like the spectacle of it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'd probably be doing the same thing, like drinking, looking around, waiting for Usher to come on, you know?
Yeah.
I just knew that I was supposed to be rooting against the 49ers because they talked ish on the Eagles all year. So that's what I knew. But it was a good game. I mean, the second half was a good game. If they took that picture.
The first game sucked. Yeah, first half sucked. Yeah.
But my question is, we have known about Odell Beckham Jr. through Dumois for
months,
like 4, 5, 6 months now.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was a different caliber, if it would have been a bigger headline. Like to me, OBJ isn't a big caliber for Kim.
Yeah.
Like it's not who like I had on my bingo card. So I don't know if that's why, like if it was Brad Pitt or if it was, I don't know.
I think part of it is that she's kind of the anti-Taylor. And
say more.
We're so focused on Taylor. The media is so focused. The NFL is so focused. Like Taylor, you know, this game was about the Chiefs versus the 49ers, but like, was it?
And Taylor's boyfriend and another.
This is about Taylor's boyfriend versus the other team.
Right.
And I think the fact that she was seen publicly for the first time at a game that is so about Taylor and Taylor's boyfriend, it just buried the story. Like no one cared. And it's just people are a little bit more. I think people have really, especially with everything that has happened with Kanye since all of that stuff between the three of them. It's so easy to take. It's like, why wouldn't we be on, even if you're not a Taylor, like a Swiftie, you almost hate Kim more. Mm-hmm. And so I think when push comes to shove, Taylor's going to get the headlines. And I think Kris Jenner is rolling, like if she was in a grave, she'd be rolling in it. Because I think she has said to Kim, remember that one scene in Keeping Up with the Kardashians? I have it actually linked so I can send it to you. Oh. But there's a scene where she sits down with Kim. Kris Jenner sits down with Kim and is like, I think you need to apologize to Taylor. I think you need to make it right. And she's like, I'm not going to make it right. That's my husband. And she's like, I'm standing my ground. Thanks for the advice. I'm not taking it. And keeps it moving. I think Kris Jenner is at home and is like, you would have had a headline this weekend had you made it right.
That's so sick in the thinking that you're probably right. And it's so sick, like not genuine that would have happened that way, but you're probably right.
Yeah.
Now I think the other, I also wonder if now that Kanye's out of the picture, do you think they could ever bury the beef? And as someone who loves them both equally, what do you think?
About what? Wait, say that like, again.
So is someone who loves Taylor and Kim the same? Yeah. Like, how do you...
Oh, not the same.
Not the same?
Not the same.
I mean, didn't you loved Kim first?
Okay, this is actually a tough question. I feel stumped. Okay, so ask the question again.
As someone who I always thought you loved Kim first. When I met you, you
yeah, were I was at Stan.
Kim Stan, and Taylor came second.
Yeah, you're right.
And you actually introduced me to Taylor Swift. I don't know if you know that, but I just, like, how would you, because I'm hearing you talk about Kim, and it's surprising to me knowing how much you love her.
I think what has, in my old age, I think what I've come to really appreciate is, like, I think Taylor is a better, like, overall role model. I don't think she's, like, so focused on, I think over the years, like, the way that the Kardashians, I'm all for doing whatever you want to do. I just don't like that they haven't taken, it really does bother me. And Kylie had said it in one of the, I think this most recent.
Yeah.
I don't like that they don't take any responsibility for the beauty standards that they have set. That actually really does bother me. Like, I don't like that they are like, anyone can do it. You can just have this face and you can just have this body. It's like, yeah, with millions and millions of dollars, a personal trainer, a chef, and all of the laser treatments that you're getting. Like, I don't like that they
said that. Have they actually said anyone can do this?
Yeah. They're like, you just need to work out.
I guess I think, like, I'm not looking as, I guess I wouldn't look as to Taylor Swift as, like, the ideal feminist either, though.
Yeah, I guess I'm just so, there clearly seems, the fact that I'm even bringing it up without it even being brought up, it, like,
yeah.
I guess it, there was something that had hit recently in the last couple of years about the Kardashians not owning any other shit that I think has, like, I just find it kind of disgusting.
Do you see, but
because the thing is I'm so for it. I'm like, do what you gotta do. Like, I would never tell someone that I don't have Botox. I have Botox.
Don't you think they do that? Like, I think they are so open. They're like questioned.
No, they're not though. Because Andy has asked them about it and they're like, no, we have like, we don't really get anything. And it's like, even if you're not,
but
I think we're getting a little off here.
But I do think, like, Kim, I mean, Courtney's talked so much about how hard she's worked with trainers to, not Courtney, I'm sorry, Chloe.
Yeah.
They've taken you on, like, certain Botox appointments. The episode that you're talking about, too, Kylie was talking about getting her fillers dissolved or something along those lines. I hear you in the, like, setting the beauty standards, but I also don't think they should be held accountable for that.
Yeah. I don't know. I clearly have. I don't know. I think I'm having a hard time with the Kardashians right now. That's so maybe this is a personal thing.
No, that's surprising because, I mean, we talk about it so much and it's.
Yeah.
You're usually on board. It's interesting to say.
Yeah.
Last thing on the Super Bowl, Kanye and his wife were there too.
Yeah, I guess I mean, speaking of perfect segue.
I wonder how they avoided that interaction.
Like, let me be clear. I do like Kim and the car. I guess maybe part of it too is that I would like for her to like make amends with Taylor.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, don't you think that Kanye? Not that's not what I mean. I wanted to say that earlier. Don't you think that now Kanye's out of the picture, there could be room for that?
Yeah, I do. 100%. I think Taylor would be down for it. I just think like Kim has to do it.
And how Katy Perry did the video. Like, yeah, maybe Kim shows up in the next video. Or what if Kim asked Taylor to be in a Skims campaign?
I said this months ago on the podcast.
You did say it.
I think that there's so much room now, for both of them to really, like, make a huge thing about this.
Now would be the most hysterical time to do it.
Kanye, I can't even talk.
I don't want to talk about Kanye by any means. Yeah. I was just saying how crazy is it that they were in the same place at the same time. I mean, I guess it's not that crazy.
All three of them.
True. I'm just wondering like how they moved people around like that.
Apparently anyway. Kanye was like right in front of Taylor's suite too.
And that I saw that they like said it was like hearsay that he asked them to move and blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all right, well, now let's that we've
talked, Kanye.
Let's move on from the Super Bowl in general. That was celebrity packed, though, I'll tell you what.
Sure was. It was great spectacle.
It was great. If you're a pop culture enthusiast, it was great.
For sure. That's okay, what we're all there for.
Time for Bravo, which is our favorite.
Mm.
So we had talked last week about talking a little bit about Below Deck. There's not like a ton yet, although there is, like, I just watched the first two episodes, and you know how normally when a season starts, you're like, oh, this feels like a solid crew. What could go wrong? Yeah. This feels like a crew, like, everything we're going to have all new people in four episodes.
Literally in it's Below Deck. So me and Jenna always hype up Below Deck about how it's the perfect formula.
Yeah.
And just like you said, it feels like everything's going to go wrong.
It's so bad already.
Blatantly talking about his ADD, like, yeah. And they have like a full confessional look about his ADD and how it's hard for him to stay focused. I'm like, my guy, I get you. I totally get you, but maybe this ain't this it. Maybe this ain't the job for you, my friend.
This is not it. And then the girl that goes, the one that's really slow at her job, and then goes tell the other one, like, if we could just, and I was like, this bitch has been doing everything the whole time. Who are you to come down here? Like, so the lack of awareness was perfect.
And then we have Barbie, whose number one name is Barbie.
Yeah.
And two, she just thinks she's the best thing since sliced bread. It's not like she's blowing me away either.
But that's the one that the thing was with. But yeah.
What thing was with? What?
The one that the blonde girl Kat was telling her to speed up. But Barbie was actually doing her job as well. And efficiently, which is like kind of all you need.
Yeah. And they've featured Frasier as Chief Stew. I think this is the second season now. And
his second Chief Stew, yeah.
I just don't think he doesn't.
Oh, I like him.
I like him, but I don't think he has the backbone for Chief Stew. I think he will.
I think he's going to show us to that, because I bet he's got a lot of comments from last season, because he even said in the beginning of the episode, like, you know, last year I came in trying to be everyone's best friend, and he's like, didn't work out. As it doesn't as a manager.
Yeah, I like the captain too.
I like it. He's kind of hot, no?
I was going to say that.
I was like, oh.
I like it. Well, you have a thing for bald men. I was
going to say, I do. Like, I talk about it a lot. I definitely have a thing for bald men. Like, almost all of my crushes are bald.
Well, I mean,
in real life and in celebrity life.
Right.
I should dig into it. Yes.
You should. I wonder what that means.
Yeah.
There's a TikTok filter where you can see what you look like bald. And I did it for myself and it wasn't so bad.
Oh, good. Love that for you.
You never know.
I met up with like a couple of my friends from high school the other day, and one of their friends who I'd met years previously. And he was always such a nice guy. And then I see he's bald and I'm like, tell me more. I'm like, okay. I'm going to reel it in.
Pull it, lady.
I know. God bless bald men, I guess.
I was thinking how completely off topic, but you know how tall, dark, and handsome was a thing?
Yeah. Tall, like, bald, and handsome?
I was more like tall, pale, and teethy. Like, I always liked someone who had like a big smile and fair skin.
Okay.
I'd always give a redhead a chance.
Oh, I do like a redhead, honestly.
Love a redhead. Like a fair-skinned Irish Catholic boy from the Northeast. I know.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that was my type. It was never tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah, same.
Like how Italian I am, like in my looks. No.
Yeah. That's because we've seen these Italian boys when they're young and they're just too much. I'm like, what, I got to do your laundry forever? I don't know. I'm doing it anyway, but.
Oh, God.
I know. All right. Well, let's talk about VPR.
Yeah.
Our favorite topic.
It is our favorite topic. I
gotta say, I think the season's delivering. I know we were a little concerned.
We were concerned. I'm also surprised by how much it's delivering. And I want to hear your takes first, and then
Okay.
Yeah.
So we open up the scene. Basically, it's coming out of the... So James goes over to Sandoval's to have that conversation that goes really terribly. He pees in the bush.
Yeah.
Schwartz is still there. He's talking to Sandoval, and Sandoval's like, you know, being defensive, telling him about the conversation with James. And Schwartz is like, kind of like, well, yeah, you should have just said sorry. Like, you can tell there's like a part of Schwartz that is really trying to tell, like, just have some humility, and maybe this wouldn't be as bad as it needs to be.
Yeah, like, take accountability.
That's what I think is lacking in all of this, is like
100%.
I think it would have, you know, Scandal would have been huge, but it would have settled so much sooner had there been some humility, because we love humility. We love it.
And you've said this before, and you're dead on. If he would have come out with a statement, even the statement that he came out with, none of it, he didn't apologize to Ariana in the statement.
Yeah.
Like none of it, he did none of this the right way.
Yeah.
Some of the conversations
I don't know.
In this episode did surprise me though, but keep going. I feel like I cut you off, but.
I mean, I think that for that scene, it pretty much covers. It takes us into emo night, which I loved when Lala is in her confessional. She's like, I don't, like, is emo a band? Like, what band is emo? And I was like, this is Amy to a T. She's like, because Lala's like, I don't get it. And I am like, when I see Katie up there with that, like, smoke gun or whatever, I was like, she is living. I want to be her.
And see, I was like cringing. I was like, girl, what Dashboard confessional song are you pretending to scream right now? Like,
yeah. And this was my high school, college-ish year. It kind of popped. That scene had sort of like swindled out towards, I guess, like halfway through a college. But high school, this was everything to me. Everything. It got me through high school. Truly.
Yeah. That's so interesting. Tupac got me through high school.
Yes.
Different.
Two kinds of people in the world, you know? I don't know. What was your take on Schwartz's little conversation trying to talk a little bit of like sense into Sandoval?
It's like he says he's not a Sandoval apologist. He goes on the whole episode about how he is trying, like him and Sandoval are ride or die and this and that. And it's to Lala's point at the very end, it's going to come back and bite him in the ass at one point.
Yeah.
I appreciate what Schwartz is trying to do, but how long can you do this? It's like Schwartz has Jax on one side, Sandoval on the other. They both do the same thing. They're like the same person, you know?
Yeah. The other thing we do have to sort of remember through all of this is like, so Schwartz's dad has cancer through all of this. His brother is an alcoholic and going into rehab for the third time. And then he's also trying to deal with this. Not only is it his friend going through stuff, but it's his business, $250,000 of his money. He just finished a divorce, sold his house, is renting, is single again. And so like, that's a lot.
Do you want to know what I will say? I do like seeing Schwartz out there on his own.
Yes.
Every season we've seen him, he's been attached to Katie. He's been attached to Jax. He's been attached to Sandoval. And this is the first season we've ever seen him with independent thoughts, feelings, apartments, actions. Mm-hmm. Even him walking into every scene by himself, there has to be some credit that we're giving him. He's walking into a situation where he knows everyone hates him.
Yeah.
And trying to make amends with people. That's not easy.
No. And
don't get it twisted. He fucked up, but I don't know that for Schwartz, the punishment fits the crime for Schwartz.
Especially because, again, not to reiterate, but like he was coming off a divorce when all of this shit with Sandoval and Rachel happened and the stuff with his dad was going on and his brother. It's like, I'm trying to put myself in that situation with having so much going on. And then I find out this about my friend. It's like, I don't like, dude, you're fucking up. But am I going to go to that person?
It's also, if that's your best friend.
Yeah. Like, is that his responsibility?
I don't know if it is. And I don't think he handled it the best way when everything came out.
Yeah.
I do think that Ariana has every right to not want to be friends with him.
1,000%.
In a group with him to stand her ground.
It's also just he sticks out as a reminder of her past life.
Exactly. And so, I mean, I'm sure all of my ex-boyfriend's friends know shit about them. Ultimately, though, like, Schwartz is Sandoval's friend first.
Yes. Always has been.
And unfortunately, Sandoval fucked up and there were many consequences.
Yeah.
Lisa said, I'm probably jumping ahead, but Lisa in that conversation with Lisa and Sandoval, what were your thoughts on that? when she said the punishment fits the doesn't fit the crime, then that really, really irked me.
I think it coming from her makes it so much worse because she's never she constantly shows this endless support, blind support to these guys specifically. Yeah. And if this was a Kristen or a Stassi, we would not be seeing this side of Lisa. We just wouldn't. Facts are facts. Like, there's no, to me, that's not an opinion of mine. Right. I think that's just, I think Lisa is here for the boys and ready to dish on, hate on the girls. I mean, she literally didn't last. I know she was a queen of, you know, Beverly Hills Housewives, but like, she didn't make it there either.
It's giving not a girl's girl. And I know
she's giving pick me vibes.
Right. And you know that, like, I know she's a grown woman and I know she's in business with these two guys. That whole conversation with Sandoval, I know that she was trying to hold him accountable. And of course, yeah, he was deflecting the entire time while basically Lisa's trying to hold him accountable for everything that happened. That whole conversation just rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
I felt like she turned it around and made it about herself.
And I think she leaned into it especially hard for the sake of getting sympathy for Sandoval.
And
I just don't know if I like the weaponizing. I don't want to. Yeah. No, it felt like we were weaponizing the whole thing.
Suicide. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's when I say making it about herself, that's exactly what I felt like she was doing. And there was something you just said that really resonated about.
She was doing it for the sympathy of Sandoval.
The sympathy of Sandoval. And I feel like she is so much more calculated than any of us think. Everything she does on TV, every scene she's in, I'm always looking like, what is she doing in this scene? What is she trying to do?
It's so produced.
Exactly. Like, what is she adding to this? Or what is she?
I would argue she takes away from the show.
I agree. She does not need
to. Add any value to this show. I think she really
need to be there.
She does not need to be there. This is a show about these people. None of them work for you anymore. Quite literally none of them. At least last season we had Rachel that was working there. Yeah. No one works at your restaurant. Why are you here? Collect your check. That's it.
And it really doesn't. It doesn't.
It doesn't make sense. I think if they were to go on for another season, like, there's no way that, you know, we know that the private Bravo producers see everything.
For sure.
And we'll see less of her, if any of her, next season.
And it's just so weird that how much we're already seeing. Like, a scene.
Weird conversations off to the side. It's like, come always on.
Yeah. I did.
Sandoval's driving from the ballet to go to pump.
And her sitting there being like, we closed because the rent went up. Meanwhile, like, we have seen all the blinds about, like, they weren't paying the rent and all of this, et cetera.
It's just something the along whole thing. Lines,
allegedly.
Either way, like, he's not going to pump to have that conversation. You know?
He's not going anywhere that couldn't have been. And what did you think about that stuff that he was talking about with Nima and Rachel? I didn't hear this podcast.
Okay, so I did. And I actually... this was the first time in a very since pre-Scandoval that I've sort of has like seen his side. The conversation was disgusting. It was disgusting. They did get to a point, and I'm glad it was acknowledged. I even have there in the notes. I'm glad that it was acknowledged that the podcast situation had gotten too far out of control. The money was coming in. They were cashing in. I can't blame them for that. I think even in the after show, which I really, 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 if you're not watching the after show of VPR, you don't have to watch it for any other show. I'm talking to any listener. It is worth the listen. There's so much there. There's more than the show that comes in on those after. Huh?
On Peacock.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was like, I get it. It's a business. Like, we're in a business. And he was kind of cognizant of that and sort of empathetic to all of that. But it did get – that specific podcast felt really weird because it's like this guy that was on a show – I guess he was on like Shaw's maybe?
Yeah. He was, yeah.
And I know exactly now he's like out of it, and Sheena's like whole thing was like her trying to clear her name. It's like, girl, your name doesn't need to be – like this is not about you. This is not about you. She's not
making this whole thing about herself because
– yeah.
Rachel and, put a restraining order on her. Like, no one cares, Sheena.
And please. Sandoval had even said in the after show, like – okay, even if, you know, it was less about what was said about the, like, open relationship thing, because that was the reason that Sheena brought Nima onto the podcast, was to, like, clear this rumor up that everyone, I guess, was coming for her, saying that she made up that rumor in that scene when they're sitting at Sandoval or at Ariana's, and she's, like, at Coachella, and she starts crying. She's, like, Sandoval told Raquel that you guys are in an open relationship. So Sandoval was, like, that was, like, the least of the point about the podcast. The thing that really grossed him out and grossed me out too was like the way that Nima was talking about how aggressively Raquel was coming or Rachel was coming onto him and just like kind of like sex shaming her a little bit.
Yeah. And private.
And it's like she's in a facility right now and can't defend herself. And like this is what you guys are doing for the dollar. Yeah. I just thought it was really – I think that was right around the time I started to almost tune out of some of the – like, I think that was the last shenanigans episode I had listened to. I was like, this feels too far.
It's actually weird that you say that because that you said that you sided with Sandoval in this because there was another moment in this where I sided with him. I felt that same way where I was like, oh, I don't like that. You mm-mm. can't. You can't disagree with him saying that Nima shouldn't have said those things.
That was like, you don't, you that's can't, just, can you imagine a guy doing that to you on a podcast when you're in a mental facility and you can't defend yourself?
No. And then at
just classless.
But I mean, look, it's, I agree. Then we get into like, how many months is this going to go on? I think the thing that really, the end scene where Sheena and Sandoval were talking in the alley, and I'm jumping ahead.
Yeah.
There, when he called Sheena out on the podcast there, it was another one. I did too. Because I'm not.
You didn't know what to say.
Sheena, no. And Sheena to me, like, Sheena ain't it. She's the girl that's going to make everything about herself the way that she's already been able to make this so much about herself. And I almost think we see Katie and Ariana's friendship, and you can almost see how they're getting closer and they're seeing the cracks in Sheena still. Mm-hmm. Like Katie and Sheena have this little dinner and blah, blah, blah. But you can see, I just feel like Ariana even has her guard up with Sheena a little bit.
I'm glad that you touched on the Ariana and Katie of it all, because to me, it makes so much sense that they're friends. It's crazy that they took them this long to be this close. Because I just feel like they see eye to eye. They both have confidence in themselves. They both have their own like vibe, sort of. They're not chasing, like, I don't know. There's something about both of them that I think has like created a really healthy girl friendship.
But, and that's why it's always confused me that Sheena and Ariana were friends. Cause I do not.
I never got that.
I don't get it.
I still don't get that. And on the after show, Sheena like talked a little bit of, I don't want to say talk shit, but kind of on Ariana.
Really? What did she say?
She said, you know, she's, you know, they asked like, is she like full of herself? They bring up the ego question that Schwartz had mentioned.
Oh.
And she says something like, you know, she will never ask you how you're doing, or she doesn't really text back as much anymore. And I'm like, if you think that this has anything to do with her rise to fame, you're insane. Like, this has to do with you.
Maybe it has to do with you hanging out with her ex-boyfriend after BravoCon because you wanted to be in the same room with everybody.
Yes.
Maybe it has to do with that, Sheena.
And the fact that, like,
oh.
Even Sandoval had commented on, which I, again, like, I appreciate, he said at one point, like, you guys have been dragging me through the mud more than Ariana has.
That was the point.
Did you catch that part?
That was the point that I agreed with him on, and I actually love that. And Meek actually made a good point. And he said, it bothers Sandoval so much that Ariana isn't dragging him through the mud in a way because she's not getting any of his attention.
Mm-hmm. And he can't just moving talk on back necessarily.
Right. Exactly. She's just moving on and living her life.
Yeah.
It's the perfect combo. The conversation that they had at towards the end before Sheena goes – So Tom and Kyle, the jeweler for everyone, sit down at, what is it called? Sir. Have dinner. And the server, Jesse, comes over and he has a conversation with Sandoval. And Sandoval apologizes to him. And I actually felt like Sandoval was accountable in that moment, which was surprising.
Yeah.
And Jesse, the server, starts crying. Crying, and it made me realize like people were really affected by this in their day-to-day lives. And then Sheena sneaks by, they have the conversation, but the whole group is in a circle. Schwartz shows up and is trying to kind of insert himself into the conversation in a very awkward way. It was really hard to watch. Invite everyone to Tahoe, which we all know the trip that happens with everybody. I'm pretty sure Ariana does not go.
Ariana and Katie don't go.
Yeah, I thought so. But see, and this is what I mean. Like, Katie is a ride or die. One thing about Katie, she might be a moody person.
She's loyal.
Like, she ain't the Sheena. She ain't the Sheena.
No.
She's like the antithesis
to Sheena.
Exactly. Sheena's going to play both sides. And that's not, Katie would never, ever, ever, ever even.
No.
They're not in the same field in that sense.
No.
But Ariana kind of, I wouldn't even say lashes out, but just kind of points to Schwartz and is like, I'm good on you. Like, we're not going to be friends.
Which is still fine and acceptable.
Still fine. Yeah. And then he points to her and is like, let's not get your ego. Like, what?
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do? What does her ego?
What?
Are you saying she has an ego because all these things are happening?
We'll talk about some like jealousy coming out.
Mm-hmm. And it was the first
time. You have to think about it. These are a bunch of reality stars watching one of the people from their cast who has always sort of been like the side character rise to the tippy tippy top White House correspondent dinner top. Like,
they while you're flailing.
The thing that too, I think I find, I don't think Katie's that jealous. Like, which. I give Katie a lot of credit for. I think a lot of them, you could see the jealousy coming out. I'm telling you, again, watch the after show. You see it with Sheena. You see it with the, like, they bring up this ego comment between the Toms. And, like, Katie's, like, they ask Ariana about it, and she's kind of, like, shrugging off, and Katie looks over at her and is like, I mean, you're a little cooler. Like,
right. But like, that's what I mean. Katie's a loyal friend. Like, Katie's always been like that.
Yeah.
Always. And that's sometimes Katie, when I'm watching her, I'm like, can we just like drop the emo thing? And it rubs me the wrong way. But if there's one thing that I will stand behind in a character on a show is loyalty. That's I love that about her.
I'm actually really living for Katie this season more than I ever have.
Her face is in that first episode with and Lala.
She looks so good.
Yeah, she does. That hair. Imagine I could never.
She but is never. Pulling it off. She has this face. I am like, I think Katie's crushing this season.
Yeah.
This so might be her season.
And you know the one thing that me and you did not catch on that all of the other podcasts talked about, and me and you were like, doopy doopy doo.
What?
Is that Sheena's babysitter is the girl that will become
We knew this.
But we didn't talk about it on the podcast.
I don't know if we talked about it, but we knew it.
Oh,
to me, it was so obvious that we didn't have to talk about it.
Oh, see, I don't think I knew it. The girl that
has pink hair.
Okay. Well, Sheena's babysitter is the girl that becomes entangled with Schwartz and Katie.
Later as if there's like a hard choice, Katie all day.
Right. Oh my God.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, but I think Vanderpump's giving me everything. That back alley scene, like bringing it back to the back alley, iconic.
Before we move
to see more of that,
and before we move on to anything else, I do have to shout myself out.
Oh, Let's hear it.
Because the dinner that Katie and Sheena had, they started talking about the guy, Kevin, from the 27s. I had sent you a message months ago, I guess right after this, and she had like so quickly tagged him, and I was like, I think she's hooking up with this guy. I went back, I sent it to you. You didn't, you were like, I can't see it. I went back to her story, went through all her stories, couldn't find it, went to tag pictures, couldn't find it. So then I went to emo night, clicked on all the tag people from that. It wasn't one of the emo guys. I had to find the 27s. I clicked on the guy, found his profile, and I was like, I think that they hooked up or had like a thing.
We talked about it on the podcast too, just for reference. We talked about it back then.
Yeah. And so then
go back to our podcast, Jenna had it right then.
And then it came up, and I was like, I'm like, either this is either great for our Bravo podcasting career, or like, I need to get a life.
We're very good at stalking.
Like, this is too invested. How did I even pick up on that? No one else even talks about it. I even checked Reddit.
You did a deep dive. You're what they call a sleuth.
I tried sleuthing, and you did great, guys. I was so right.
High five.
Also, Kevin from the 27th, hot.
I mean, compared to the guys that we've seen her with, I feel like she's
compared to men in general, hot.
That's the guy. Yeah, I love a tattoo.
You didn't think he was hot?
I mean, they showed him for like 3 seconds.
Oh my god, I've stalked his Instagram. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, you've seen other pictures of him.
Yeah.
What ups?
Yeah.
What did we think? Oh God, Beverly Hills.
Oh.
I just, all I could think of in that, the thing that stuck out to me the most about Beverly Hills really was the conversation between Mauricio and Kyle.
I think this is what they're doing now, right? I think the previews for next week are setting us up. We're finally kind of getting into it. Again, I wish we had timestamps, so I'm wondering, so in the next episode, is that when the July 4th article hits?
Yeah, and when they brought cameras back up.
Yes. Okay, so next week I think they're setting us up. I wonder if they did any re-editing for this. But you could tell that they're getting us ready for the Kyle Mauricio conversation whatever.
They brought cameras back up for 2 weeks. They're only giving us one episode for that.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
I guess that's what they did for Sandoval. I guess that's what watching him touch her hand and her face and the way she was drinking that beer, that non-alcoholic beer.
She was chugging it. It had no alcohol.
Like, she didn't know what to do with her hands, but was like trying to avoid his contact. It almost gave me hope, the conversation, for a second, until he touched her hand.
I think she's so done.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see it coming back. And then everything that's come out after him in Aspen alone, that whole, all those videos and TikToks, like, no.
Talk about the ick.
Talk about the ick.
Can we, like, is it possible to have the ick for someone that's not your own husband? Because that's where I'm at.
Right. Like, you have the ick on her behalf, like, secondhand embarrassment.
I have, like, I have, like, the ick by proxy.
Yeah. The ick by proxy. That's a good way to call it.
Yeah.
Like, imagine your husband of 27 years taking his shirt off with a Brazilian TikToker.
Like, get a life, dude.
And you aren't have you four busy? Children. Not to mention one of your children is the same age as one of the TikTokers.
That's, like, okay, so this is the part of this whole thing that makes the whole thing worse than it would, I think, be normally, is that you have four daughters in that age group, and then you're also apparently, like, there's been rumors about you with people at the agency.
Yeah.
And, like, your daughters work there. And I find that so disrespectful.
I mean, I think she said a lot in this confessional, and you see a lot in the next one, where I don't want to, if I'm not happy, if someone or something isn't making me happy. She said a line, I wouldn't approve this for my girls.
Yes.
If it's not,
I caught that line and girls. I heard that loud and clear.
I think we all saw through that. What that
we meant. Everyone who had seen that line is like, we what's know what's happening.
Right. What's he doing?
She said it without saying it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I liked seeing Sutton come in a little saucy, a little drunk to this weird party at Anna Maria, whatever the freak her name is.
I know. My mom and I were watching this and like all the ladies like kind of giving like about it. My mom looks at me and she's like, what's the problem? Like, what is the problem? She seems fine. I was like, she does seem fine.
She seemed like she might actually be fun and not. Yeah, it seemed great.
I like getting a little more of her backstory as well, because I feel like we didn't know, and we'll get into Miami, and I like that they're starting to give us a little more backstory. But this is something I wonder, they need to do this a little bit more with these housewives. Like, give me, you don't have to make a whole episode about it, but give us like in their first confessional, 2 to 3, 2.5 minutes of their backstory. Cause sometimes we don't know a lot. Like, I didn't know about how recent Sutton's divorce was. I thought it was like 20 years ago.
I had Dorinda Medley in my, or like I had like Sonia Morgan in my head. She said 6 or 7 years.
Do you know how long Kyle and I have been together 6 years.
Right.
Like, that's like yesterday. That
long ago.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either. That was a shock for me to hear that this is all kind of new.
With two kids, her whole life tied up in this man. And it was 6 years ago. That's like a blimp. Sometimes a divorce can take that long.
And her still being on good terms with her ex-husband, I liked to hear that.
Yeah.
Especially because there were kids involved. And when I can't imagine spending so much of your life with someone, literally her entire adult life, and then being a stranger when you share children and things like that.
Yeah.
It just, I agree. The Erica of it all at the end, did that feel weird for you?
I don't know if it felt weird. I'm like very all in on Erica this season.
I love Erica. I've always loved Erica, even last season when it was.
But weird. I think she's kind of right, though. I think she should get an apology.
I think the powwow of the apology request was what made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like her asking everyone, or like, I like talking about my feelings. I like telling people what I expect from my feelings. I felt uncomfortable in that
moment. Don't forget, this is prompted by a producer in the background.
True. Yeah.
I'm sure it was uncomfortable for her too.
True. And I think I said last week, I did like when Crystal apologized to her.
Yeah. And I'm glad. And Sutton did it on Watch What Happens Live as well as in the scene.
Yeah. Erica keeps giving, and they show her basically at Kyle's birthday next week giving her full Vegas performance, so we're gonna see.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah, in SoFi Stadium
it's
gonna be interesting. What
I'm excited to see the when they pick up cameras again.
I'm excited, but then they showed Portia crying and that really broke my heart.
I know.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be rough.
Yeah,
I think we're all gonna be crying.
I know.
That no one wants to see a divorce. I think
the thing that everyone, even if you're not going through it, it's like the possibilities forever. We've talked about this on this podcast before, that the possibility is just always there.
And
like nothing is guaranteed to last forever. I don't care how in love you are right now, today. You just have no idea what life is going to spit at you.
That scares me so much, like that thought, because I think all of us as Bravo watchers, if there was one couple we were to have bet on, it absolutely 2, 3, 4 years ago would have been Kyle and Mauricio.
Because they were already
without a doubt.
20 plus years in, it was sort of like, well, they've seen it all sort of. But what they hadn't seen is empty nest, careers blowing up.
Yeah.
Her not being like so much of a mom doing the, the dentist appointments, the doctor's appointments, all of that day-to-day stuff that she used to have to do. She doesn't have to do it anymore.
It's scary to think about, but I guess we'll see. I wonder if we'll get any more answers than what we already know next week. I think that's the big question for me. Are we going to hear or see anything more than what we know? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Do you want to get into Miami real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So I guess we should just, so we, going back to the background stuff, we get a little more background on Lisa, which I had said, like, right before the scene, I was like, I just wish we knew a little bit more about her. And then, bam, they're like, her mom's coming next week. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? I felt like I was in the simulation because I had said it out loud to my mom. And literally, the commercial ended, and then that came back up. And I was like, whoa. Yeah, I think, you know, she's obviously just filled with anger, but I was glad to see her and Kiki have some resolve. I would like a little more background on Kiki. So, Bravo, if you're listening, if you could just give us that.
There were other pods that said there were a lot of people had shared our opinion last week about being the MVP. Yeah, a lot of memes came out, and I was like, hey, we had been talking about this.
Yeah.
But good to see. We love Kiki.
Yeah. I do like Marisol again.
Wait, what?
Yeah. She, I don't know. I don't know what happened, but I've turned a leaf.
This is shocking to me.
She said something funny last night, and I was like, okay, she's fine.
She only says funny things.
I know.
Marisol is up there with, like, my number ones.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm not there.
She is hysterical.
You know what we need to do? We both need to make a list of our top fives and see how different they are. But also, I want to see how close to, like, our personalities they are.
Okay.
We should, like, I'd be curious to see if yours are predictable and mine are obviously going to be predictable.
What we should do is write ours and then write what we think the other
person is. Yes. Okay. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I love this.
And we also have to write which shows we would pick from, because we should be specific on which shows.
Okay. Because otherwise it's going to be too hard.
Yeah. We'll do that for y'all next week.
Okay.
The one thing about Alexia and her son, what's his name?
Frankie.
Oh my God. I can't believe I forgot that.
Watching this progress is, like, heartbreaking and heartwarming all at the same time. But when she said, she made a comment about, like, or the lady from the foundation said, okay, you have to leave him at home by himself all day. And I guess I didn't realize that she was never not with him, almost.
And imagine how much that dictates her life.
Entirely.
Yeah.
And it also makes me, you know, people can question Todd all he wants, but.
Exactly. That was insane. Yeah.
That's, he must really love Alexia.
For sure. Because that's
for not his blood child.
Life. Right. And that's for the rest of your life. And you can't say, like, that's admirable.
Yeah, it is.
I liked seeing that side of her, and I liked, it was softer. I think she puts up a hard exterior. It was good to see. They showed us. So next week is the finale for Beverly Hills and Miami.
Yes. And then the reunions.
Yeah, that'll be good.
The reunions for both of these shows, I think, are going to be really great. Yeah. I wish they would figure out a way to not put two reunions in one night. Seems insane.
Oh, that's going to be a lot. Yeah.
That's a lot. Well,
the other thing that we haven't talked about is the Larsa and Marcus breakup.
Okay.
Broke on Super Bowl night during the Super Bowl,
which was so crazy.
And cringe.
I was like, oh my God, the thirst.
The thirst, the cringe. However, I don't know if you saw TMZ yesterday.
I did see them at the florist.
They were at the florist buying two dozen red roses.
Did you watch Watch What Happens Live last night?
I don't know. I didn't.
Okay. So it was before, they must have recorded before the photos of the florist had, like, come out or whatever. So Andy Cohen asked about the breakup. And then Julia and Adriana, like, kind of, like, they kind of hinted at something from the reunion and are looking at Andy Cohen, and he's kind of like, wait, what? And then Julia's like, you heard how he spoke about us women at the reunion. And I'm like, and she was like, I thought he was, like, this nice guy. And then the way he spoke about us was, I was like, oh, this is a different side that we're seeing. So I'm very curious.
Well, all the blinds on Bravo and Cocktails talk a lot about alleged cheating, escorts, strippers, and that he was still on Raya.
Escorts? The Raya thing I never pay mind to, because I think you can't delete your profile or something.
Okay.
So that one I always ignore.
Okay.
But escorts is a whole other thing.
And strippers. Strippers.
But escorts are going back all the way to the bedroom.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Strippers, it's like,
yeah,
they could be doing that together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. Interesting. I think this will play out in the media. She doesn't seem to be keeping anything close to her chest about
it. No. I commented on one of the posts. And I was like, tell me you're toxic without telling me you're toxic. I mean, come on. Could you imagine ever doing this with a boyfriend at this age?
You have a podcast. Like, you're almost 50 years old.
But, like, would you at this age, like, be unfollowing your ex?
No, and now they follow each other again. That was the other
news. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yesterday. Like, this is so juvenile.
It's embarrassing.
Like, it's embarrassing. Children. Like, why are you acting like this?
I don't know about you, but next week I am so excited because next week we have Summer House returning to our screens.
Oh my God, I know.
I can't wait.
So the only thing is, we're going to be waiting all season for the end.
Yeah, it's true.
That's what keeps happening in these shows. We just keep waiting for the end.
It's almost worse that we know about everything and that we see so much in Bravo and Cocktails during filming.
This is definitely going to be where I think the edit, everyone's like, we were concerned about Ariana. I don't think it's going to be like, I don't think it's going to be as bad as what maybe.
No.
Yeah. But I do think when it comes to Lindsay and Carl.
I think it's going to be worse for Lindsay.
This is going to be brutal for Lindsay. I hope she deletes her Instagram as soon as this airs next week.
I'm not laughing, but I'm just saying, like,
it's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad. I don't think it's going to,
It's going to be really, really bad. Yeah. Especially because the same time that all of this, like, you know, Carl's out here doing this NA beverage thing, and there's so many, like, there's this heightened, I think, sensitivity around sobriety, but also there's a real curiosity in being sober. So this is definitely going to give him the upper hand.
I agree. We didn't also talk about that. I actually liked how they were talking about sober curious in DPR. And Allie's like, I'm actually sober curious. And Lala's like, I don't know what that means. It's that this, I didn't like how she downplayed that.
Me either. Because what do you like? Who cares?
Right. And I wanted to shout out, I've been sober curious, and there's this app called Sunnyside App. So if anybody is sober curious,
keep getting those ads.
I wonder if it's because of me. I downloaded it last week and it's actually interesting. They do not sponsor us. Obviously no one sponsored us. I don't know who I think I'm kidding. I downloaded it last week and you basically can put in how many drinks you want to drink that day. And their whole idea is like, we don't want you to just cut cold turkey. It just makes you more aware of what you are drinking when you're drinking. And so you set a goal of like, I want to drink this many drinks a week and I want to drink this many drinks on this day.
It's actually about going sober till New York.
Cool. I could maybe do that with you.
Which is like May. And so that would be what? Spain for you?
Actually, I have a Mexico trip, but I was thinking about doing it until Mexico, which is.
Yeah, I'm down to give it a go.
You should check out the app. It's actually pretty cool. Yeah. Anywho, we are. This was a great episode, I think.
Yeah, it was.
My humble opinion.
Yeah. I can't. Yeah, it'll be nice next week. I'm going to be a little more set up, a little more comfortable. My lighting will be better.
We'll get a ring light so that we can.
My both feet are sleeping.
Okay. We love you all, friends. We will be back next week with an all new episode. See y'all then.
Okay. Love you. Bye.